We're doing Chazon Ish. We're up to the fourth chapter, the third paragraph, page Mem Hei. The Chazon Ish had described that all good traits can be boiled down to one concept. Do I have my morals, my ethics? Do they overtake my natural inclination? And all bad traits can be boiled down to one concept, and that is I let myself just ride. Because the nature of man is self-centered, arrogant, angry. Man has many weaknesses. And if man works on himself, then man becomes a different person. When man lets himself ride, so then that's when his weaknesses become his personality. So the Chazon Ish said that's how you boil down good traits and bad traits. They all boil down to that. Chazon Ish then asked, how come we see some people that have certain traits that they're wonderful at, and other traits that they're weak at? If it all boils down to this, so why don't we see either a person's all good or all bad? So the Chazon Ish said, because we have different weaknesses. Every person has different weaknesses. Every person has areas which are harder for them. For one person, it's the challenge of anger. For another person, it's the challenge of his desire for food. For a third person, it's desire for honor. Different people have different weaknesses. And when you see someone that in area one and two he's successful, and in area three he's not successful at all, then what you're really seeing is a person who has decided not to work too hard. And he says that many people do that. They take the traits that are easy for them, and then they feel positive because look at me, I'm a kind person, I do charity, I don't get angry, but in the area of his desire for food or in the area of his desire for honor, there he has no control. So the Chazon Ish says that's a person who's not working too hard because he's taking the areas that are easy for him and there he's developing. Whereas true growth is that we take the areas that are hard for us and we force ourselves to overcome ourselves and become positive people in those areas well. Now the Chazon Ish continues in the third section. V'chen miderech ha'ufua la'obot be'hafrada ki noach limtso harza'at dvarim b'gnut shel kol midah ra'a bezman she'habki'uha ve'hefriduha ve'ye'atzvuha le'etzev miyuchad. The Chazon Ish says in medicine, we find that medicine likes to break things down. It's far easier to treat an ailment when we've dissected it to a localized area, a localized medication. If I can pinpoint the problem, so then I can pinpoint the solution. אבל הדיבור על כללות רפואת הנפש מבלי לפורטו לפרטים רבים גורם צמצום בהרחבת הדברים וגירעון בהיגיון של הרופא המעיין. But when you try talking about general health and you don't go down to the details, so then the doctor who's looking at the person finds himself missing in his understanding. להטיף חזיונות על לב חניכו להטוטו אל הטוב. So he might tell the patient, you know, you should eat a better diet, you should get better sleep, you should be less uptight. So he tries to push him to a more correct lifestyle, but he's not necessarily treating the ailment. גם מצד החולה נחוץ הפרדה. And the ill person also needs the doctor. He says, doctor, I came to you for an ingrown toenail. You're telling me to eat a healthier diet, to get more sleep, to be less uptight. That's all wonderful. I need you to focus on my ingrown toenail. I need you to treat that. להזדקק לפרט את הגנות של כל מידה רעה בפני עצמה. He says, by the same token, so too a person is responsible to look at every trait that he wants to develop. Because if you're going to try to develop yourself in a holistic way, just as you can't always cure every illness in a holistic way, sometimes you have to treat the specific ailment, so too when you want to develop your personality, sometimes you have to deal with a specific trait. ולחפש תחבולה לכל אחת, a person has to seek out a solution for each trait he wants to develop. מבחינת ההשקפה האנושית וטיבת הרגשים. Be it from the perspective of mankind be it from the nature of our feelings, we have to find a solution. And the Chazon Ish is really touching on two aspects. Whenever we want to conquer a trait, we have to analyze what's the logical approach that will help me conquer it, what's the emotional approach that will help me conquer it. So we described last night that often people want to get up on time, and they think the solution is getting 3 alarm clocks, and they don't realize the solution is getting to bed on time. People want to be more focused when they're learning. They think the solution is getting a better brand of coffee. They don't think the solution is maybe getting more sleep and doing less internet. Very often we have to think of the logical solution, but that's not enough. Sometimes we need the emotional solution. If a person's going to think how great it's going to feel to have accomplished what they want to accomplish. Very often, if we can imagine, if we can move our emotion and think of what it will feel like to succeed in conquering that trait, well, then we'll be much more successful. We are emotional beings.
There's like excite yourself.
Excite yourself, right?
Well, and then in the inverse, you could say how negative I would feel if I didn't do such and such.
I'm a person who doesn't like negativity. I find that.
So therefore, you shield yourself from negativity by being productive.
Okay, but I'm saying I don't like thinking if I don't do that, I will feel bad. I prefer thinking if I do that, I will feel great. I believe that in most instances, specifically in our generation, negative feelings cause a person to stagnate. They don't drive him to produce. When a person feels bad because he didn't do it, it's not going to cause him to do it next time. It might cause him not to do another thing. A person that gets up and feels lousy, oh, I should have gotten up earlier and made it to davening. And then he spends the morning feeling bad. He's not going to make a bracha with kavana. He's going to be down and down and down. He's entering a downhill slope. The negative approach usually doesn't bring a person to saying, okay, tomorrow morning I'll get up on time. That doesn't work. So that's why I think working on our midot in the emotional should also be positive. Kol midot ha'ra'ot mida achati. Bottom line, going back to the point I made initially, says the Chazon Ish, if we can say that all traits boil down to one trait, there's one root to all the traits, the question of who's the boss? Is my emotion going to rule? Is my nature going to rule? Or am I going to rule? V'chol midot ha'tovot mida achati. So all bad traits and all good traits, they all boil down to one trait. To'elet haripui shel mida pratit. The benefit of curing even one trait, hi to'elet ripui lechulan. That helps all traits. Because when one works on one trait, he's really working on a specific point in his personality. Am I going to take control? Am I going to do what's right? And when I do what's right in specific areas of my life, it affects my attitude to all areas of my life. Because it's a general approach. Am I going to do what I feel like doing, or am I going to do what's right to do? Ve'al yedei hachlamat ever echad. And by curing one limb, mitchazek kol haguf. So the whole body is strengthened. Vegorem ilui, and one actually causes the uplifting, lamida hatova haklula mikol midot hatovot, to that positive trait, which is really all the positive traits. When you've touched one trait, when you've developed that aspect of your personality to take control of what you do, so you've really developed all the traits. And that, with that, the Chazon Ish concludes the third section of the fourth chapter, the benefit of conquering even one area of our life. And this is a phenomenal concept, the idea that we develop. And even if we're developing in a different area, but if that demands of us self-control, that demands of us a different perspective, that perspective will slowly boil over into other areas of our life. Okay, let's take an example. Person goes down to dinner, and he's very tempted to take a second helping when he knows there are other people who haven't yet come to dinner, and if he takes a second helping, they might not have enough to eat. And he takes control of himself. He says, I'm not doing that. It's wrong. I could do it. I want to do it. It could be many times in the past I've done it. Tonight I'm not doing it. It's wrong. Well, then when he comes back up and someone tries to talk to him, Lashon Hara, he's already developed within himself this perspective. I don't do what I feel like it when it's wrong. It's going to be easier for him to say, you know what, why don't we talk about something else? He won't be dragged into that because he's already started developing a cycle, an approach that says, I don't just do what I feel like it. If it's wrong, I'm not going to do it. So even though he did it in one area when he was down in the lunchroom, when he comes up, he's going to do it in another area. And then when he leaves at night and he's halfway down the block, he's going to ask himself, did I shut off the light in the room when I left? I'm tired. But it's wrong. I can't just take the Mahon's money. They're going to pay the electric bill for a whole night of electricity because I was tired and I didn't want to go back. He's going to force himself to go back and check if he actually turned off the lights. It's all the same approach. This is an area of taking from my fellow man. This is an area about speaking of my fellow man. This is an area of the Mahon. It's three different areas. No, says the Chazon Ish. Once I've gotten it right in one thing, it'll be easier for me to get it right in the next and then the next because it's all one question.
So you're saying that you can build your proneness to take this approach in your actions the same way you can build muscle memory.
Okay. I don't know anything about muscle memory, but okay.
You use your muscles in the same fashion more and more times to get stronger and stronger.
Yeah, his point though is that even though they seem like disjuncted, the different areas, disjointed areas of development, the idea he began with, that they all boil down to one question, well, that idea is shows us that once you've conquered one, you're stronger to conquer the other ones as well.